This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Ebby George. Ebby Shamashin is presently serving as the secretary to the Diocese and Metropolitan of the Northeast American Diocese, His Grace Mar Nicolaos, and he is also a member of St. Mary's Orthodox Church in West Sayville, New York. At this time, I invite Shamashin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barakamor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. The Bible verse that we plan to meditate tonight is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse 38 to 40. Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Respected clergy, loving parents, brothers and sisters in Christ, first of all, I thank God Almighty for giving me this opportunity to share some few words with you all tonight. It is usually difficult for me to extract spiritually beneficial things out of the modern culture that we live in today. However, I take the liberty tonight to share with you a few lines from a song as a preface to my meditation. Many of us, I presume, would recognize the lines of this song as it goes like this, and I quote, "You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime." These are the lines from the famous song, Lose Yourself, which won a Grammy for the Best Rap Song of the Year in 2003. These lines were sung by the famous singer, Marshall Bruce Mathers III, or better known as by his stage name, Eminem, who is an American rapper, record producer, songwriter, and actor, and for some teenagers, a theologian and a philosopher. I shared a few lines of this song with you tonight, not to promote in any way neither the song nor the singer, but rather to bring to your attention about moments in our lives where we are called to, quote, lose ourselves in the moments and opportunities that God constantly gives us in our daily lives. Moments in which we are called to experience the glory of God. Moments in which words cannot describe when we come face to face with God Himself. More often than not, we find ourselves lost in the material world than the spiritual world. We find ourselves lost in the busyness of our lives. We lose ourselves in unhealthy behaviors. We find comfort in losing themselves in various substances such as alcohol and other illicit substances. Some even find themselves lost in unhealthy relationships. In the midst of all this, we forget that we are all called to be lost in the glory of God through the holy cross in which Christ our Lord was crucified and glorified. As we journey through the season of the holy cross, we are constantly reminded of the glory of God, which we are made worthy to experience through the cross. we are reminded of his suffering, death, and his glorious resurrection. The cross reminds us of the defeat of death, his power over mankind. We rejoice in the great economy of God, that he willed to give us what we once lost through the fall. When one contemplates on the love of God poured forth on the cross, one cannot help but lose themselves in divine contemplation of the man-loving work of God. It is in losing oneself when Peter, experiencing the glory of God on Mount Tabor, requested to our Lord, saying, quote, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." St. Matthew chapter 17, verse 4. When Peter experienced the glory of God, he was so lost in the glory of God that everything in his life, which he gave value to, went out the window. His family, his job, his house, worldly possessions, everything, to the point where he did not desire to return to his normal life. He was completely satisfied with being in the living presence of God, experiencing God's full glory to the extent they were able to bear it. The truth about our lives is that we are called to experience the glory of God each and every day, moment of our lives, whether we are at work, school, home, college, church, or even travel. God reveals his glory to us in everything that we can see, touch, taste, smell, experience, everything. Unfortunately, this is not the reality that we live in. More often than not, we live troubled lives. We constantly live with inner pain. We walk around with heavy hearts. We live with the same patterns of sin, which results in emotional hurt. We want to give up in our constant spiritual battle. And in the midst of all this, we fail to see and experience the glory of God. In fact, oftentimes we end up saying the opposite of what St. Peter said at Mount Tabor. We want to be everywhere else except in our current life situation. We sometimes wish we can live another person's life or be part of a different family, culture, nation, job, and yes, even church. Because we are not satisfied with our lives, we complain to God. We become angry at God, and at times, we even end up cursing God, asking him, "What are you doing with my life? What do you want from me?" We become confused, sad, and disappointed, waiting for answers. And then we wait, wait, and wait. But we fail to realize that the answer to these questions actually lies within our reach. The answer, in fact, lies in our own lives. The answer is the struggle, is the pain, and the suffering themselves. Let me explain by reminding you the words of our Lord. "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Luke chapter 9, verse 23. It is through the voluntary suffering and death of our Lord on the cross that he resurrected. It is through the suffering of our Lord on the cross that the cross became the symbol of victory and glory. The answer for how we experience the glory of God in the midst of our life situation lies right on the cross. It is not by running away from the cross, but picking up our crosses, in other words, embracing the suffering in our life, and spiritually enduring and fighting against the wiles of the evil one, in the hope that at the end, we will in turn experience the glory of God. One of the greatest examples that I often think of is the story of the three saints, three young saints of the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, from the book of Daniel, who were thrown into the fire by King Nebuchadnezzar for refusing to worship the idols put forth by the king. At this moment, we do not see these three young men cursing God, neither did they complain to him. We do not see them even doubting that God will not prevail or help them. In the midst of the fire, they started to praise him. Hence, they were not only saved by the fire, But God was present in the fire in the form of a fourth person as an angel. The Holy Scriptures testifies this person to be as the Son of God. In fact, we see all of them walking in the midst of the fire, praising God for his utmost faithfulness to those who trust in him. How many of us truly believe that God is with us in the midst of our suffering? How many of us live our lives daily saying that God sees everything that I do and knows every thought that passes through our minds? We oftentimes get lost just merely gazing at the fire or the struggles in life, and we are ready to quit. Of course, granted, to have that kind of a trust in God is not an easy task. What makes things even more difficult and complicated is the fact that the devil tries his best to bring us down in our suffering. The devil tries daily to convince you and I that we cannot make it in this life, and that the struggles are too difficult for us to handle. He discourages us to have hope. Why does the devil do this? Because he knows that if we choose to accept the challenge, using God's strength, we will win. Victory is already brought to us through the cross. The devil has no power to begin with because he is already defeated. The only power or control he possesses over us is the power and control we have given him. The strategy he uses is very simple, and the same strategy was used by Adolf Hitler, and it was this: make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. The greatest mistake that you can make in your spiritual life is to believe such lies. That is why the devil is described as the father of lies. He will lie to you even about the strength the devil has against us. He will lie to you about God and that he will not help you in your struggle because of your sins. He will lie to you saying that God is a merciful and forgiving God, that he will tolerate anything that you do no matter what. This is where we should remind ourselves of the words of our Lord, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The way to fullness of life, in its fullest sense, whether we are in struggle or not, is in Christ and him alone, by becoming co-sufferers with our Lord. So let me conclude by reminding ourselves that God gives us many opportunities in our lives, contrary to what Eminem says, to experience the glory of God. We dismiss it through the lies the devil constantly feeds us. Challenges in life are moments, opportunities to experience the glory of God. God allows, not wills, suffering in our lives so that we may be able to crush our pride, pick up our cross, and by it become victorious. Let us learn from the three young men who were put into the furnace, and by perseverance, patience, and complete trust in God, experience the glory of God. Let us lose ourselves in the love of God, so that we too may be counted worthy along with the saints. Let us not become weary and delay. Let us work on our salvation today. For the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and of ages of ages. Amen. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessing for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.